Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from Empire Pro Studios. On today's topic is 7 traits of the top social media marketing companies. Stay tuned. Hey, what's going on? I have this important video to share with you. I have a question that came in from one of the viewers, and I thought it's a great way for me to share another edition of with you to help you when it comes to bringing your business to the internet, when it comes to using social media in your business. And that's what I want to share with you on today's episode. Now, I have the question that came in, and I'm going to read it right now, okay? Here it goes. Hey, Ola, so I am convinced that I need my business to be present heavily on social media. Absolutely. I mean, there's no such thing as media without social media. Even some of the traditional media are stealing, or maybe not stealing. They're curating their news material, everything, pop culture, current affairs. They're picking all those things up from the social media. So, and it's still very much in its infancy, in my opinion, and you should be taking advantage of it. So he says, my problem is time. So I will need to hire. Okay, my problem is time. So I will need to hire someone or a company to help me do this. You know, the good news is that this person is not giving time as an excuse. They're just realizing that time is an obstacle, is a challenge, you know. And time or any other resources being a challenge, it's nothing new, you know. We all have had challenges in life. That should never stop us from going after our goals, right? So having no time at all, actually, that's the more reason why you should make sure you're taking advantage of all the technologies at your disposal, right? All right, so he goes, but I have a concern. What's my ROI? ROI stands for return on investment. And what are the top social media marketing companies to help facilitate long-term success? All right, so a couple of things I want to pick out here. ROI, return on investment. When you approach social media, you don't want to be anal about ROI, okay? Yes, you can calculate ROI, but the truth of the matter is that sometimes ROI may be infinity. In other words, it's not a number. It's just way beyond numbers, right? Sometimes it's in terms of how you're building your brand, right? It's kind of like asking, what's the ROI on the billboard, right? Somebody may be able to calculate the traffic coming on that highway and say, hey, this is the exposure. But typically, you're getting that exposure because you know that your brand all over the place means money, maybe not number, maybe it's uncountable, right? Maybe it's infinity, right? That's how you want to look at social media. There are time to look at numbers, and there are time to not look at numbers, okay? And a lot of the time that you're not looking at numbers, you're making way more money than you can even fathom, right? And when you start off, there are ways to look at time and money. So it's still, like I always say, it's a battle between time and money. Which one do you have the most of? Clearly, this person has more money. It sounds like it. We're going to get there in a second. Probably has more money, right? I know because I already read the email. Has more money than they have time, right? So that's a good thing, all right? So ROI, it's going to be infinity, okay? And if you want to track some ROI, you would track decent amount of ROI. That's going to be a lot more than 100% because you'll be doubling your money because I'm assuming you have a business that's already successful, right? So, all right, so he says, I have a $45,000 monthly marketing budget, some of which are on traditional media right now. Traditional media like radio, TV, magazines, yellow books, right? Things like that, right? And those things have ROI that's literally zero right now because no one, and I repeat, maybe a few people, a few dinosaurs, right? But most people are not, they're not picking up their yellow books from the door anymore. Most people listen to radio on YouTube or maybe on apps, right? And, you know, things are changing. I disconnected my Comcast account the other day because Amazon Fire Stick, which is a TV platform that you just plug into your TV. You know, things are changing, right? So he says, but truth be told, see, like I was saying, truth be told, everything I do today from personal to business, from research to execution, is not behind the internet and social media. Everything is on social media. By the way, there's no such thing as internet without social media anymore. It's kind of like 10 years ago when everybody was making noise about Web 2.0. Well, there's no such thing as internet without social media today anymore, right? Kind of like there's no such thing as media without social media, right? So there's no such thing as belly-to-belly marketing without social media. The only belly-to-belly is, like, what can really be disclosed from me to you right now? No, you tell me, what can really be disclosed from me to you right now? Even belly to belly, I'm probably going to tell you to back off, like, you know, right? But you can't tell me that right now. At least you've chosen not to tell me that because you're listening to this right now, right? Good. The best way to market your business is, hello, it's right in front of you, right? All right, so, and he says, I even listen to radio through the internet. Any advice on how I should migrate my marketing budget to the digital world? Great question. Okay, so the first question he had was, what's my ROI and what are the top social media marketing companies to help facilitate? The ROI, I already answered. Social media marketing to help you facilitate, hello, you can reach out, right? But the best way to reach out to me is obviously through the link. I still want you to be a student of the game, and then you can find my phone number inside and we can talk. And I'm going to talk about that. But there are seven things you really want to look at when you're looking at a social media marketing company. And I want to share that with you right now. Okay. And it's very, very simple. The number one thing is pricing, right? That's probably the factor that's going to, you know, that you're probably considering. Because once somebody is saying ROI, they're already looking at pricing. And is this expensive? Is it too expensive? The whole question of ROI is it too expensive? Is it worth it, right? That's where the question comes in. You know, pricing is really, really going to be dependent on how much involved you want to be in the process, and also how much is your average customer value or lifetime customer value. How much is that, right? That's what it's dependent on, okay? So pricing is one of the things you want to look at. Now, if somebody is approaching you with a one-time pricing and they're just saying $15,000, $25,000, be careful. You know, you want to be careful with that. Make sure that it's broken down into what that becomes in your pocket. You want to make sure it's broken down into how does this come back to your business, right? And that's how you want to look at pricing, right? You want to make sure you're clear on your path to where you are right now, hiring that company to where it becomes profitable, campaign for you, okay? Because at the end of the day, social media, yes, I may say it's infinity, you can't count it, but it's a campaign. So you must make sure that the money is going to come back somehow, some way, at least break even. And if you're building a list, right, which you should be, the primary thing you should be doing on the internet is building a list, then you can obviously find other ways to monetize your list once you own the list. Because at the end of the day, it's not just social media. You now become a media company. And if the person or the company you're hiring does not understand that, you need to be running. The second thing you want to pay attention to with when considering any of these top social media marketing companies is existing clients. Do they have happy existing clients? I mean, that's an obvious one, right? If they don't have happy existing clients, that means it should reflect on their price, the first thing, right? Because chances are somebody is starting for the first time as a media company, and it's okay to patronize such people that are starting for the first time as a media company. It's absolutely okay, but you should reflect in the price, because now it almost seems you're doing them a favor. They're using you as an experiment, but you should make sure that it's more result-driven. They should be showing results early enough for you to justify to keep doing business with them, okay? If they don't have existing clients, okay? Number three thing you want to look at is, if they do have existing clients, what are the retention rate? Are they still doing business with them? If they're not doing business with them anymore, why not, right? If they have a good amount, you want to have at least 50% of the existing clients still doing business with them. Sometimes clients drop off because they've trained somebody in-house to be helping them with their social media stuff. And sometimes they drop off because they don't get it. Maybe they're a bit too anal about ROI. But you just want to make sure at least 50% of their clients are retained and they keep helping their client. If they do have existing clients and they're charging you price accordingly, right? The fourth thing you want to look at is years of experience. That's also attached to that. If they've been in the business for a while, you want to know, right? If they haven't been in the business ever before, that should reflect on the price. Now you're patronizing them, you're doing them a favor. You should still pay them, because if you don't pay them, they won't be motivated to do the right thing. But the pricing should be more like, it should be result driven, okay? Should be result driven, and you should, as soon as possible, you should be seeing returns, okay? You should be showing result, at least in terms of impression, because how you measure your success on the internet is impressions, traffic to your website, clicks to your website, how many leads are you generating, and how much are you paying per lead, right? That's how you should be showing, okay? The fifth thing is an unconventional way, okay? Unconventional thing you will see is gut feeling. Make sure it feels right, okay? When you're hiring a social media company, make sure it feels right. Make sure it feels right. If it doesn't feel right, it's no offense. It's not personal, you know? If it doesn't feel right, don't do it, right? Because if it doesn't feel right, it's going to come back and bite you both in the butt. It's going to bite you and the person you're hiring in the butt, because eventually it's going to show up. No one is going to be happy. So make sure that it feels right. Gut feeling, okay? The good old gut feeling, right? There's the sixth thing you want to look at, consider when you're hiring when you're hiring social media marketing companies, right? It's versatility, right? Are they just an SEO, or they're in social media, or if they have to be versatile, but they have to be versatile in terms of how they deliver the goods, how they deliver the bag, how they deliver the social media experience for you, right? They have to be able to adapt to what's going on the internet, okay? Because the internet is it's an ever evolving platform, okay? And if Google changes something or they change the look, you want someone that will be able to adjust. Someone that's always telling you, they know what happened. They know the history of what happened with social media in the past 10 years. They know the evolution of social media from web 2.0, from the plain old good old black and white internet to now, which is everything is interactive. You want someone that knows the history, that know what they're doing, right? And that's what I mean by versatility, both horizontal and vertically speaking, right? You want someone that knows what they're talking about, okay? Even if they're starting fresh as a media company, you want them to kind of have some experience, maybe as an experience as an affiliate marketer. They've marketed other people's products and made some commissions before. They know how to market. You want them to be able to show you their own website, show you their own YouTube channel, and be able to tell you that, hey, this guy is actually doing what I'm hiring him to do for his own business. If he's not doing that, chances are they're not going to be doing it for your business, at least not on a level of quality that you're looking for, okay? Last but not least, if a company calls themselves social media and they're not talking about search engine optimization and helping you leverage search engine optimization to offset the cost of your marketing. When I say offset, that means lower the cost of your marketing. There are two things that's evergreen on the internet, okay? Two different marketing strategies that's evergreen that really has not changed a lot. Like, little, almost has not changed in the past. I've been online for constantly full-time for about since 2009, 8 years now. And I've been online literally since the beginning, 1995, all right? And I've seen a lot of things come and go. Two of them that has not come and go is search engine optimization and email marketing. If somebody is not talking about search engine optimization and email marketing in the endeavor they're going to help you with and how important it is, you should run, okay? Because chances are they don't know what they're talking about. If they tell you like, oh yeah, it's this thing, it's this PPV thing, it's this other thing, you could just buy views from me. If they're saying things like that, you should run, because they don't know what they're talking about, okay? Organic traffic and building your own media in-house, which is building your own list, those are the two things that are evergreen in this business. They will never change. I don't know that, honestly, but they haven't changed in God knows how long. I've been using the internet since 1995. Okay, so I've been using the internet since 1995. Well, it's been 22 years. I mean, it hasn't changed, okay? I've been doing this, I mean, as in like operating professionally on the internet for 8 years, full time, and it hasn't changed either. Search engine optimization and email marketing, it's a big part of this whole thing, okay? When I say email marketing, that means you're building your own list. You're building your company now as a media company, okay? In other words, you're collecting information, collecting information data of people that are visiting your website in multiple different ways. These are the ways that you're going to be profitable in the business, because if you don't do that, that means every time you reach out, you have to pay money. It shouldn't have to be that way, okay? So again, make sure that the company you're hiring is concerned about how you're going to save money, okay? Now, save money not necessarily in terms of how much you're paying them, but in terms of how much you're paying for your campaigns, how much you're paying to the marketplace, how much you're paying on an average customer value, lifetime customer value level, right? So that's what I have for you today. If you want to know more about how I use this, if you want to contact, you want me to help you with your business, or you want to reach out to me, you want a one-on-one coaching session, or you want to take advantage of my webinar, I have a free class that you can attend right now. You see the link on the screen. That one link will take you inside and take you into my world, and you can see everything, okay? And I have a lot more goodies as soon as you register for that free class. It's a free registration. It's a $297 value. It will show you how to generate free traffic, free leads for life in your business. And it's olatux.com/mastermind. OLATUX.com/mastermind. That's where you want to go. And if you like this video, you enjoyed it, you got some value out of it, give me a thumbs up. Share with your team members. Click the share button. Share it on your social media platform. Don't forget to subscribe, because I release videos like this, social media videos about every week, but I release videos about marketing generally every single day of the week. Okay, and so make sure you subscribe, 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 subscribe. But more importantly, go and reserve a seat in the free class. It's information that you don't want to miss. Okay, if you're marketing at any level, you have a business, you have a home business, you have a private business, you have a private practice, you have any business that requires customer or business partners, make sure you are taking advantage of being here every day to consume these videos. These videos are important. If you can't watch it immediately, put it somewhere, save it in your folder, subscribe, click the bell, and that's all I have for you. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated on this particular edition. I will see you on the next one, and peace.